Now we realize that we're living in a tremendous time and a great time. But when the truths of this Bible believers has seen that vindicated, the very vindication of it is the evidence that God is in it. Absolutely. It's then that the promised word that God promised is made known. The seed is bursted forth and they see it and they believe it. Others just can't see it. Somehow they'll sit and look at it.
Amen.
You know, I've preached hard enough to across this country that it shouldn't be a short-haired woman in the country.
Amen.
But every time when I come back, it's more. What's the matter? There's something wrong.
Amen.
You know the Word says that.
Right.
You say, well, that don't make any difference. It does make a difference.
Amen.
There's a fine brother said, I'm going to lay hands on you, Brother Branham. I love you. You're ruining your ministry. He said, you ain't got no business telling them women about that. He said, let the pastors do it. I said, they don't do it.
Amen.
I said, now. He said, well, it's not your business. You just pray for the sick. I said, whose business is it then? I was called to preach the gospel. I said, I'll lay hands on you and ask God to take it away from you. I said, if you'll let me lay hands on you too. See? And I said, I pray that God will open your eyes and you'll see it. So that's right. He said, you ought to preach. The people believe you to be a servant, a prophet of God. He said, you ought to teach them women how to get great gifts and prophesy and things. I said, how can I teach them algebra when they won't even believe their ABCs? That's right. So you can't do it. It's just an effort. That's right. If you can't do the common things, how are you going to do the spiritual things, the natural things? Certainly. Brother, sister, it might sound like a joke, but it's a gospel. It's a gospel truth. Right. Notice, we find today that people, there's many people just can't believe it. Even spirit-filled people. Of course, give you one that'll choke you. The baptism of the Holy Ghost don't mean you're going in. Not at all.
Amen.
Not going to have. No, having to do with your soul, that's a baptism, see. Here's the inside soul in here. That has to come from God. But then on the outside, you have five senses and five outlets to your contact your earthly home. The inside, you have a spirit. And in there, you have five outlets, your conscience and love and so forth, five outlets to that spirit. Remember, in that spirit, you can be baptized with the genuine Spirit of God and still be lost. It's the soul that lives. That was ordained of God. Didn't Jesus say, many will come to me that day and say, Lord, haven't I cast out devils? Done great mighty works, prophesied? The great gifts of God, he said, depart from me, you that work iniquity.
Amen.
I never even knew you.
Amen.
Many will come in that day. Didn't Caiaphas prophesy?
Amen.
He was a devil.
Amen.
We find out there, and that priest, a great man, was supposed to be great leaders in them days with humility and everything else, but failed to see the Word of God itself made manifest before them.
Amen.